Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs of how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. Here at Neighbors of Hope, on occasion, we break from the normal format of our weekly episodes. From looking at particular scriptures or studies that we're engaged in, and we spend a little time speaking with one of our guests here at Neighbors of Hope. And this morning, we have with us Andy. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning.
Andy's in our Life Change program, and you've been with us, 4 months? A little over 4 months?
Yeah, just a little over.
So, long enough to know whether you want to stay or go, right? That's...
Yeah.
So, again, thank you for joining us, Andy. The way we kind of like to set these up and share with our listening audience on how God's been working in a life transformation with you since your time with us is to share with them a little bit about, what was going on in your life prior to coming to Neighbors of Hope. What brought you here?
Well, ultimately, drug addiction.
Well, what was your drug of choice?
My drug of choice was heroin.
And how long had you been using heroin?
About 2 years, but before that I was using mainly pills. I went to a rehab before that, went to a rehab about 2.5 years ago. I guess you could say I didn't really try that hard there. I wasn't really ready to quit at that point. And when I got out, I was clean for about 6 months there, or about 3 months there and 3 months out, so 6 months total. And then I got into, it started slowly with alcohol, marijuana, but then it ended up in the heroin. And I ended up getting kicked out of the place I was staying. I told my dad that I wanted to go back to another rehab, and he brought me here.
So, share with our listeners, how old are you?
I'm 29.
Okay, and so how long have you been using?
I started
on
using,
and off, you know.
Yeah, on and off. I started using it at about 14 years old.
So, a good nearly 50% of your life then. That's quite substantial. But not uncommon with our residents here at Neighbors of Hope. Do you recall anything in your life that may have contributed to why you sought to escape through drugs and alcohol?
I would say it was mostly not dealing with my emotions. I just didn't like how I felt, and drugs made me feel different than I felt. So that's kind of where it started. Eventually it developed into more of a comfort thing where I was used to being on drugs. And anytime I didn't feel the way I wanted to feel, I knew what drugs would make me feel like, and that was a comfort.
So. Wouldn't you agree that's kind of the hardest things with drugs and alcohol is that they work?
Yeah.
I mean, temporarily, they don't necessarily solve our emotional problems,
but
they make us feel better, until we wake up the next day and stuff, so. Since you've been at Neighbors of Hope, right, you mentioned you've been to other facilities to address the issue. Can you share with our listening audience a little bit what's different about this particular facility and program than maybe some of the other ones that you've been in?
Well, like I said, one of the main differences is the fact that I wanted to be here this time. Other things were, the last one was a 12-step program. Before this, I had not much experience with Christianity. I mean, just a little bit as I was growing up, but I never really paid attention to it or any spirituality in general. you and I have talked about this before, that the spirituality aspect of it tends to be kind of lacking in the 12-step program. If you don't really get involved with that part of it, they don't necessarily push it so much. And I think that's one of the things that's helped me hear a lot more, that I've been open to that.
So, your experience then, if I could perhaps reiterate, correct me if I'm wrong, but that you've encountered the holism that Neighbors of Hope's Life Change Program tries to bring, meaning that we address issues of addiction, mind, body, and spirit.
Yes.
So it's more than just an educational program. It's more than just an accountability 12-step type mm-hmm. program. Although those are not exclusive, right? We do include components of that, but it's really the addition of the spiritual component.
Yes.
And you found that so far to have been helpful?
Yeah. We're also given a chance to practice that too, which definitely helps me, because I tend to learn by doing rather than reading, or being able to apply it really helps me.
Yeah, what good is it to really have knowledge about anything if we don't have an opportunity to make that that practical application? So, yeah. Anything else that you would like to speak about as far as your experience here? I mean, what's it like to be at our men's facility in a little blue house on Broad Street with 20 other men?
Well, before I came here, I was basically a recluse. Didn't talk to many people. It's really brought me out of my shell quite a bit.
Kind of interesting how God works, huh?
Oh yeah, definitely.
we'll just throw you right in the crucible, right? Mm-hmm. And see if we can do that. I agree. I think my time here working with you is been a blessed time as far as watching you kind of come out of your cocoon, right? And so we're real excited to watch those wings, right, start spreading as you encounter the resurrected life of the butterfly. How's that? Yeah. Well, I know you've only been here 4 months, and our life change program is a minimum of 1 year, so we still have some time to go. But in light of your painful past and the positivity that's coming out of your current experience here at Neighbors of Hope, has that produced any new hope as you look into your future?
Yeah. I don't know what I want to do with my life, but I do have faith that something will come to me, something will reveal itself to me that I will find fulfilling in my life.
And would you say that when you kind of look in that little, lack of a better analogy, crystal ball, do you see drugs and alcohol in that future?
No. I mean, I hope not, but I don't know what will come, but right now I have no desire to do that.
Good.
Because I know where it goes.
And so on this, again, this short time with us so far, we're 30% of the way there. You say you have a history of pills and heroin, and we're all aware of the opioid epidemic that's just permeates our entire nation at this time. Do you have any words of encouragement, maybe to either family members, or perhaps even there's an addict out there that might be listening? So neighbors or loved ones who may be wrestling with friends or families engaged in that type of epidemic?
Talk to people. Find out what you can do about it, because it doesn't lead anywhere good. I know that. Yeah.
Well, I think it'd be important also, if I could just add this, right, that we tend to see that our life of addiction is a way that we have errantly attached our deepest desire to the wrong object. And you mentioned that part of the reason you became addicted had to do with your emotional woundedness. Mm-hmm. And so I think I would echo what you're saying is to have that conversation with loved ones, friends or family who may be experiencing that epidemic of addiction. In exploring, knowing that they probably too have some sort of emotional issue, mm-hmm. right, that right now is not being dealt with in a healthy manner. Well, before we sign off with this week's edition of Word Made Flesh, I'm almost like this, little brief interviews with a guest from Neighbors of Hope here. I tend to ask the individual if they happen to have discovered or have a favorite scripture. Perchance, do you have one that you'd like to share with our listening audience this morning?
Yeah. It is Mark 10:15. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Why is that one?
Well, because I was relatively ignorant to this whole thing. And I just basically surrendered and said, I'm going to try it. Because I never wanted to get into Christianity, spirituality. Just didn't care about it, honestly, throughout my life. Until now, I just said, I'm just going to try it, see what happens. And it's been good.
So if I had to make the comparison, you see yourself much like a child receiving the kingdom,
yep,
of heaven?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I would think that would give you some pretty good hope for the future then.
Yeah.
Good. Well, Andy, again, I want to commend you for the work you've done thus far. I'm really excited and optimistic about the future of working with you. And so please keep up the good work. And thanks for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you and everyone always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farming Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a Neighbor of Hope at neighborsofhope.com. We look forward to you joining us again next Sunday morning.